We agree on everything except for Shedeur Sanders' skill level. I think he should have been the second quarterback taken.
Riding the bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Riding the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk up about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker, guys. Caleb's eating on this episode again.
I haven't eaten on the show in a very long time, so you can kiss my ass.
Definitely over half of the episodes you've been eating.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
I will have to go back and re-listen, but I'm pretty sure you're eating it most of it. Because, and it's, I mean, it can't be 50-50 because this is episode 15.
Holy shit.
So, I don't know, man, but we've been doing this for a while.
I just got off of work at a restaurant. Do you expect me not to get food?
It's good, but you could have brought me something.
No, like, grab it. No, grab it.
Whatever. Whatever, dude. We got a lot to talk about, man.
Dude, the so NFL, much shit.
The NFL draft just happened. Some crazy things going on in the draft. We've got the NBA playoffs going on. We're getting into the depths of the MLB season. The NHL playoffs are going on, which we will not be talking about the NHL because none of us know, or neither one of us know anything about the NHL. But I don't know, man. They're going on too.
Yeah.
But let's just dive right into it.
Mm-hmm.
With the first overall pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans selected Cam Ward out of Miami.
I did not think they were going to do that.
So he was obviously the first pick. But the Titans made another move this past weekend. They also signed Tyler Lockett. So not only do they have the by far best quarterback in the draft class, who was obviously going to be number one overall, but they also picked up Tyler Lockett to have as a target for him. So, I mean, the Titans are still going to suck, but it's,
I also don't think that they're... Oh, wait, what am I... Oh, I'm tripping. Sorry, I was thinking about the Seahawks. Yes. Yeah. I think that the Seahawks are going to be... I don't think they're going to be in that bad of a spot, though.
The Titans or the Seahawks?
The Seahawks. The Titans are still going to blow.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. I didn't bring up the Seahawks, but you're so focused on your food that you didn't realize that I was talking about the Titans.
Shut up and just talk to the people.
Well, you're always bugging me about we need to talk more football. We need to talk about more football. Well, I'm talking about more football, and you're not even locked in.
We're getting there. That's because you're uneducated on football. You know it's baseball.
Yeah, somehow I'm driving the conversation right now.
Go ahead. Continue.
Just lock in. A big move that I know shocked both of us. Draft night, the Jacksonville Jaguars traded with the Browns to get the second pick in the draft, which they obviously took the wide receiver and corner out of Colorado, Travis Hunter.
Holy shit.
That was a big move, man. But I think that's a good place for him.
I think so, too. I mean, I was looking at all of the teams that it would have made sense for Travis Hunter to go to. And Jacksonville didn't even cross my mind, but I don't think there's a better fit for him than Jacksonville.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like I said in the car, I think they just might be dumb enough to let him play both sides of the ball.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know, man. Jacksonville, I mean, then Trevor Lawrence, that's pretty much it. But that team's not great. They were good. They won a wild card game, 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Was that what it was? Something like that, and haven't done anything since. But I think Trevor Lawrence has potential. They obviously need to build that team up a lot more around him if they want to do anything.
Yeah.
But Travis, that's a good fit for him.
Yeah. I mean, look, do I think it'd be a bad idea for the Jacksonville Jaguars to let him play both sides of the ball? Probably. I think that'll burn his career a little bit quicker.
Because
I'm sitting here looking at the Jags schedule, man. They got, I mean, their home games are Chiefs, Chargers, Rams, Seahawks, Jets, Panthers, Texans, Colts, Titans. You got some big hitters on there.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at what you're facing up again with the Chiefs, Chargers, Rams, and Seahawks especially. And then they have to play the Broncos, which I think would be an awful idea to play both sides of the ball. The Bengals, another one that I think would be awful. I mean, if there's any place for him to play both sides, I think it is Jacksonville, but again, I don't think he should do that.
And I think, I mean, you mentioned earlier about how you weren't thinking that that was a place that he could go, and it's because no one was expecting him to trade up to get him.
Nobody.
That was crazy. I mean, I
Everybody thought
was,
Travis Hunter was going to be a Brown.
everyone had just accepted that fact. But Travis Hunter is not a Brown. But there is a different guy from Colorado who is a Cleveland Brown. As crazy as it was, Shedeur Sanders was taken in the fifth round at 144 overall to the Cleveland Browns.
We have never in NFL history seen a top three quarterback prospect drop to the fifth round ever. Ever.
Yeah, it's because he didn't deserve to be a top three prospect.
No, here's what. No, Jacob, this is
Just
where
real
you're.
quick,
No,
because
no, 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 no,
I got a
no,
shout out
no,
to
no,
give
no,
about
no, no.
this
Go
whole
ahead.
thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we got a suggestion from Brandon Gurgis on Instagram. He wants us to rate the Shedeur Sanders pick on a scale of 1 to 10. So as you're getting into your rant, and because this
Is
is going to
10
be,
worse?
10 is like good, 1 is like bad.
Mm.
So you're gonna, I think that's how I wanted it to go. But 10 is like awesome pick, like a steal, and 1 is terrible pick. So now that you're getting into your rant, because this is going to be a little bit of a, this is going to be a good chunk, because we've talked about this a bit and we both have a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
But
I'm just
give
gonna
your
let you guys know
rating.
this before we get into it. Jacob's stance is bullshit, and it's strictly a personal thing. It's not a football thing.
Go ahead, Gil.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Okay. I'm gonna go about this a little bit different. I'm gonna talk about different teams. For the Cleveland Browns, 10. 10. Steal. Fifth round? Are you serious?
Okay.
For the Saints, one, awful. They took a shitter. They took a shitter of a quarterback. But their first round pick, not mad about it. Now, the New York Giants, give me a negative four for the New York Giants. They could have had Shedeur Sanders, but instead they traded up and took Jackson Dart. Mid second round talent at best? Are you shitting me? Whether you want to admit it or not, Shedeur Sanders is a first round prospect and should have been taken in the first round of the draft. He's a first round. You think he's here because of his daddy and you think he's not that good at football because he didn't do anything. Okay. Dylan
What
Gabriel.
has he done? He was
Holy
we
shit.
talked about it, like he was 13-12 in college, 0-1 in bowl games, and never made a conference championship game. He hasn't done anything.
Jacob, you realize that the NFL draft is not about what players are able to do on their team, not about leading teams. It's about specific player talent. You realize that, right?
Yeah, but what t I mean,
Shedeur
see,
Sanders
I
is a
just.
talented quarterback. That's how I know you're not watching tape. Shedeur
Okay.
Sanders is an animal. He's a great quarterback.
But does he, is he as ta is he talented enough to carry all the baggage that he comes with?
It doesn't matter about the
He
fucking
said
baggage.
he interviewed awful. I'm gonna find the quote now since you're
Yeah, he blamed it on his teammates and all that. Yeah, he interviewed awful.
took unneeded sacks. I mean, it's he's a
Look, if we're talking about the baggage and the cockiness, it's a different story. But if we're talking strictly football, he is a first round talent. I don't give a shit if he didn't do anything.
He's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback.
No, I think he's a great quarterback. In college, he was a great quarterback.
But at the same time, like his, okay.
The only
As crazy
quarterback
as
that
it
should have
sounds,
been take the only two quarterbacks that should have been taken over him, and I will stand on this, are Jalen Milroe and Cam Ward. That's it.
okay, we'll get to the whole Jalen Milroe thing in a little bit because that's one of our hot takes for this week. But I mean, at the end of the day, his dad got too involved. His
100%.
dad should not have came out and said, "Oh, there are teams that I don't want him to play for." And I think I don't remember the dude's name, but he hit it on the head. The NFL, it was trying to make a point, or was trying to make a point with Shedeur Sanders. These kids in college have so much power with NFL or NFL NIL now that they think they can carry this power into the NFL. And Shedeur Sanders is the face of that, with him being the quarterback at Colorado and everything that surrounded prime time going there, and him being his son, like with everything that surrounded it. It was the prime example of cockiness and too much power for these college athletes. And so I think, yes, he should have been drafted earlier. There's no, he was what, the fifth, sixth, seventh quarterback drafted in the draft,
Yep.
something like that. And he should have been drafted earlier. He should have been the third, second or third quarterback drafted. I agree with that. But
I think he should have been the second quarterback drafted.
I understand what the NFL and the teams were doing with making an example out of a kid who has so much power now and is trying to make it seem like he's going to come into the NFL and still carry that power and just take over and be better than all these veterans and have all the respect right away because what? His daddy was his head coach. He got the starting job in Colorado because his daddy was the head coach. He was at Jackson State beforehand. He wouldn't have been the starting quarterback of Colorado if it wasn't for daddy ball. I mean, travel ball growing up was all daddy ball. This is no different, and that was college football, man. So I think the NFL and the teams were trying to make an example out of him, and honestly, I don't blame him for letting him fall to the fifth round. But for my scale on 1 to 10, I'm gonna have to agree with you. It is a steal for the Browns getting him in the fifth round. I think it's crazy that they took Dylan Gabriel over him. Yes, for the Browns, it's definitely a 10 pick. It's a steal getting him in the fifth round. But for the other teams who passed on him, who needed a quarterback, like I thought the Steelers were going to take him at 21, and they didn't. They passed on him, which I thought was insane. But I mean, that's my opinion. So I don't know. But I
Okay,
know you disagree
I
heavily.
have the same. No. I do not disagree with you that Shedeur Sanders is an asshole. I do not disagree with you that Shedeur Sanders is an asshole. But I think there's another guy that's right there with him that's even more of an asshole, if not, or just as much of an asshole, if not more sometimes.
And that's Jackson Dart.
And his name's Jackson Dart. Let me tell you something about the NFL draft, Jake. The NFL draft is not about, look, there have been so many douchebags taken in the draft high up. Travis Hunter is a cocky asshole. That was
Yeah,
out
but
on, no, that was out online saying, I will quit football if teams do not let me play both sides of the ball.
Travis Hunter is talented enough that it's worth the baggage. I don't think Shedeur Sanders is talented enough that it's worth the baggage taking
That's
him
where
with a pick
people are
that
going to
early.
disagree with you because that's uneducation. Shedeur Sanders is a phenomenal quarterback. He's a great pocket passer. He's mobile as hell. Shedeur Sanders is a great quarterback. But I'm not saying that what you're saying about his personality is wrong. That's not wrong. That's the way he is. But the NFL draft, and I also disagree that NFL teams are trying to make an example out of Shedeur Sanders. I don't think that. I don't think they're sitting there in their draft room going, you know what? We should probably take him right here, but no, he needs to go to timeout. He needs to learn a lesson. I don't think that's the case.
I don't
I
know if it's
think I think
necessarily.
it's a case study. I think it's for us, it's an example. But I don't think the NFL is trying to make an example out of Shedeur Sanders. I think they, if that was the case, they would have taken Jackson Dart way later.
I don't think Jackson Dart's as much of a douchebag as you think he is, man. Jackson Dart's good to the fans, too. So, I
Again,
mean,
it's not a popularity contest.
no, it's not. But, I mean, at the same time, you don't want a quarterback that your fan base hates. Because, I mean, I wish, like, I didn't like Russell Wilson when he was a Bronco because he sucked. But as a dude, I didn't hate Russell Wilson. But, like, you don't want a quarterback that your fan base doesn't like because they're an asshole. Which I know that's hypocritical because Barry Bonds was the biggest douchebag on the planet. But I mean, as an owner, you want someone that your fans can relate to and be like can root for without being like, dang, I don't like this guy. So, I mean, Shedeur Sanders is a prime example of someone who carries so much baggage that people don't like him.
I see what you mean. Historically, I disagree. The Browns still have Deshaun Watson. The
That's a whole nother story.
Jets fans cannot stand Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I
I
think
mean,
I don't think it's that. Again, I don't think it's a fan thing, because a lot of NFL teams have gone to show that they couldn't give a shit less about their fans. It's a money industry. They don't care about. It's about winning championships and doing what's best for the team. The fans come in second a lot of the time.
yeah.
And you see that a lot. You see that a lot with the Dallas Cowboys. You see that a lot with the New York Jets. You see that a lot with the Cleveland Browns. With, you see that a lot. And I just think he should have been taken higher. I think it is a immature move to play it as a popularity contest. And, I just think it's sad that a lot of teams took a lot of people earlier, which I think is hypocritical of a lot of teams who look at football as just a business and they just want to play good football, but then they turn around and they take the guys that interviewed better but aren't as talented. You do not make an example out of somebody in the NFL draft. If they wanted to make an example out of Shedeur Sanders, like you said, he should have gone undrafted. But instead, he did get drafted. If you want to make an example of him, you take him into training camp and you beat the shit out of him. You work him to the bone. Now, we agree on everything except for Shedeur Sanders' skill level. I think he should have been the second quarterback taken.
That's what I was about to say. We disagree on his skill level. He just hasn't done anything that's impressed me so far. I mean, and it's still early in his career. All he's done is played in college. He's going into the NFL now. If he gets that starting spot in Cleveland, then he has the chance to show us what he can do. But as of now, I don't think he was worth the first round draft pick if you're including all the baggage that comes with it.
Yeah, exactly. But the teams don't have to worry about the baggage. And look, I
They
see
do
where you're
have to
coming.
worry about the baggage,
I
though.
see where you're coming from there. On the football field, the baggage doesn't matter. Off the football field, of course. I think there's ways to work around that. The thing that I heavily disagree with you on is how many bowl games did he win? What did he do here? How many conference championships did he go to? This, that, and the third. Travis Hunter was on the same team, Jacob.
But Travis Hunter also put up insane numbers.
It doesn't matter.
Travis Hunter won a
You
Heisman
realize
Trophy.
why Travis Hunter gets receiving yards? You need a quarterback. Now, look, I get it. You don't
Travis
like,
Hunter
I
is
get
also
it.
a
I
better
get it.
DB
You
than
don't
wide
like
receiver.
Shedeur Sanders. I get it. That's fine. But for you, I just think you sound petty saying that he's not a good, that he's not a great quarterback and he's not a talent, dude. He's a great talent.
He has the potential, but he
No,
just needs to show
he's
it.
a great talent. He has a
And
higher ceiling than everybody else. I think he should have been taken higher.
that's where, I mean, I also agree that he should have been taken higher than the fifth round, but that's where we disagree is that he's already a great talent.
There's
But
a reason that
we could
half
talk
the,
about this
I
all
know, we
day.
could talk about it. I'm just going to end it with this. There's a reason that everybody was losing their shit when the first round passed, the second round passed, the third round passed, and the fourth round passed. There's a reason that not every sports broadcaster, but every fan and everybody was going, oh my God, this guy is falling to the fifth round. You
Because
do
his
not do
dad
that. No,
is Deion Sanders.
The first round, when we came out of the first round, everybody was going, oh my God, he didn't get drafted because he is a great quarterback. Just go watch some tape. That's all I'm asking for. Just go watch some tape. Because right now you're just looking at record and you're looking at. Go watch some tape. Same thing about, like, we talked about the defense. And, like, I talked about this for, like, some NFL defenses earlier in the season. I said, everybody's like, oh, well, on paper, go watch some football. That's all I'm asking you to do is just give me a chance and just watch some tape.
I watched a lot of bowl games. I watched a lot of college football, and I didn't see Shedeur Sanders on the screen. But let's move on. we've got to move on, man. We've been talking about this forever. We're gonna move on to a little bit of baseball. We'll get back into the draft stuff later on. We're gonna move into baseball. This is kind of a serious topic that I want to touch on because it's absolutely unacceptable. But today we're recording this on Sunday. Today, Jaron Duran, the center fielder for the Red Sox, got into an altercation with a fan while he was running out onto the field. So, Caleb, I don't know if you know this, but I believe it was in like 2022. Jaron Duran had some severe mental health issues and attempted to take his own life. Today, as he was running out on the field, there was a fan that yelled at him, "You should have, I don't want to say it on the pod, but you should have done it when you had the chance." And I just want to come on here and say that is absolutely unacceptable behavior. I mean, we obviously stand with Jaron Duran. I'm very happy that he comes out about stuff like this because mental health is very important, and the suicide rates are absolutely ridiculous throughout the entire country, throughout the entire world. So I just wanted to mention that and mention that it was absolutely unacceptable behavior, and we need to bring more attention to assholes like this, who like this guy should get a lifetime ban from every MLB stadium. I mean, this dude is the scum of the earth, and so I just wanted to bring that up and apologize to Jaron Duran, even though he's definitely
Yeah,
never gonna listen to this.
to whoever
So
screamed that, dude, go fuck yourself. I'm not even gonna bleep that one.
yeah, man, absolutely unacceptable behavior.
I love Jaron
Yeah,
Duran too.
he's a cool dude, he's a cool dude. But some other unacceptable behavior. This is different unacceptable behavior,
The
but this
Cleveland
unacceptable.
Browns took Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round. No, I'm kidding. Continue.
No, the Rockies are 4-23.
God
That's
damn.
unacceptable behavior. Right now, they're on pace to win 25 games this season.
Oh my God.
It's a 162 game season, and they're on pace to win 25. That's unacceptable.
That's unacceptable.
Look, I can't stand soccer, but the English were onto something when they started relegation, moving teams up and down, because the Rockies could probably get beat by a lot of AAA teams right now.
Probably.
It's insane. They are awful. They are horrible.
Rawhide could probably do a number on the Rockies.
Oh no, have you seen the Rawhides pitching this year? That's bad. The Rawhide cannot pitch this year, man. It sucks because I root for him. But I don't know. I hope the Rockies are in prime ass form when I go see him in July, because that would be that. Except I don't at the same time because they're playing the Astros and I can't stand the Astros. So hopefully that's one of their 25 wins is when I'm in Colorado in July. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because that's insane. 4-23. That's nuts.
They have won four baseball games.
Four baseball games, and wow.
Can you believe
Anyways,
that, dude?
I wanna look at that winning percentage. Give me a second.
The
I'm
Padres are
doing
s what the f
in third place.
what the
The
hell? The Giants got
pot.
back into first?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Did you see the walk-off today? The Little
I
League
did
home
not.
run walk-off. It was just a little squib hit from Helaet Ramos back to the third base side of the pitcher's mound. The pitcher made a horrible throw over the first baseman, and Helaet Ramos got to third on it. But when they made the throw to third, they overthrew it, and he scored, and that was the walk-off. That was a winning run. Total Little League home run, but it was awesome.
I'm actually, I dude, I talk too much shit, man. We dropped to third. That's rough.
You guys are only a game and a half back. It's
Yeah.
still a close race. Right now, the Rockies have a 148 winning percentage.
Jeez.
That's awful.
You guys have 655.
18 and 10, 17 and 11.
148.
Oh, second best record in baseball. The Mets have the best record in baseball right now.
Wow.
And that's just because they've played one less game. So they're 19 and 9, the Giants are 19 and 10. But talking about another NL West team, I don't know if you saw this, but Saturday night, Eugenio Suarez of the Arizona Diamondbacks became the 19th player ever to hit four home runs in a single game.
Atta boy.
He did it against the Braves Saturday night, but man, that's crazy, dude. The last person to do it was JD Martinez in 2017.
I'm gonna
But
say, I mean, sorry to all you Braves fans out there. Y'all are ass, dude.
oh, they suck this year, man. They're awful this year. But yeah, man,
It
four
sucks
home
because
runs
you
in a
guys were
game.
pretty good last year.
Yeah, without Ronald Acuña Jr. And now they have Ronald Acuña Jr. back. Ronald Acuña Jr. back. Did I say that right? I
Say
don't
that
know.
10 times fast.
I have a joke about 15 times an episode, so but they haven't backed this year and they're even worse. But yeah, man, Eugenio Suarez, four home runs in a game. That is nuts.
Atta boy.
One last thing, I want to give an update on the NBA playoffs.
Lake
Because those are
Show,
going on right
or
now.
I'm just gonna say this, Lake Show are in a tough spot.
They are in a tough spot. In the first round in the East right now, as of 25 minutes ago. So we're recording this on Sunday, April 27th. So as of now, the Cavs are up 3-0 on the Heat. The Pacers are up 3-1 on the Bucks. The Knicks are up 3-1 on the Pistons. The Celtics are up 3-1 on the Magic. The OKC Thunder swept the Grizzlies and have moved on to the conference semifinals. The Clippers and the Nuggets are tied 2-2 heading into game five. The as you mentioned, the Lakers are down 3-1 to the Timberwolves. So it's looking like LeBron's gonna get knocked out, which I'm fine with. And the Warriors right now are up 2-1 on the Houston Rockets.
Let's go.
Let's go, man. With Jimmy Butler hurt, they won game three without Jimmy Butler.
That's pretty badass.
Which was sick because they needed that win bad,
They
man.
did.
But that's all I have for. Oh, we. I also wanted to mention Shiloh Sanders, Deion Sanders' other son, was signed as an undrafted free agent by the Milwaukee Bucks. So I didn't want to mention that Caleb did,
I like
but
Shiloh.
I like him more than Shador, mainly because he's not in the news as much. But yeah, so
Again,
he was
nobody's
signed.
gonna listen to you because you're a Giants fan and you had Barry Bonds.
Whatever. Whatever, Caleb.
Dude
Well,
ate steroids
hopefully
for
you guys.
breakfast and walked around with his middle finger in the air.
He didn't do anything against the rules. Just saying.
Agree, but he still ate steroids for
Oh,
breakfast
yeah.
and
Oh,
fucked everybody.
100%. But at the same time, he never tested positive. On an official test, he never tested positive. So, I mean, but,
He was still in the news a
Caleb.
lot and was a dick.
Yeah, can't look at me. Look at me in my eyes. He did that shit. 100%.
He did it, dude, 100%.
Anyways, we're gonna move on to our draft. So, Caleb, I'm actually gonna let you announce the draft this week because it was your idea. You teased it last week. So, I'm gonna let you announce what the draft is this week.
Dude, I'm so smart.
You are smart.
I'm so smart. This is such a good one. So, for those of you who listen weekly, we do a draft every single week, whether that's players, whether that's, or not players, whether, yeah, no, we've done players.
We've done
Whether
plays.
that's players, whether that's teams, whether that's movies, whatever it is, we're going to draft them. We each get 5 picks. This week, we are going to be drafting the best Super Bowl halftime shows.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And Jacob, I am going to give you the first pick.
I was actually going to give you the first pick because I had the first pick last week.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to make it even. You get the first pick this week.
Okay. I'm gonna
And
take my number one right off the rip then. What this is undoubtedly the best Super Bowl halftime show of all time, and I really appreciate it. Everybody, give me the 2007 Super Bowl with Prince.
I see, I disagree.
Oh
I
my
think
God, dude, have you ever watched the Prince Super Bowl?
I have. I think there are two that are better.
That, okay. Homie was singing Purple Rain, playing the most kick-ass guitar solo you've ever heard in the pouring rain during the Super Bowl halftime show.
It was really good. It was really good. It's number three on my list.
Oh.
But that's because number one was actually a recent one, and I go back and rewatch it all the time
I know
because it
exactly what
is
you're gonna say, and I
bad
it's not better
ass.
than Prince.
Give me 2022 Dr. Dre and Friends. So
Okay.
Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent. That was an awesome halftime show, dude.
It was a
It
great
was cool.
halftime show.
So I'm gonna go with that one.
All right. Number two. I can't stand this chick. I hate her so much. But God, did she put on a hell of a show? Give me 2013. Give me the Queen Bee, Beyonce. Great one, dude. Oh my God, dude. That's when I still liked Beyonce.
Yeah, I cannot spell. I just realized I don't know how to spell Beyonce. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of Beyonce. She's not a country artist. That's not
Yeah.
even a hot take. She's not country. So the fact that she won Country Music Artist of the Year or whatever,
I don't
absolutely
like her because her and her
ridiculous.
husband are just as guilty as Sean Combs.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Just as guilty.
With my second pick, I'm gonna go with the other one that's up there with Prince as like that, those are the two they argue with about what's the greatest one of all time.
Great, do it.
I don't even know what remember what year it was, but I'm gonna go with Michael Jackson. I mean, he came up, popped out of the stage. Well, he was up on the top of the stadium, came down, popped up on the top of the stage, stood there for about 30 seconds, crowd just erupting, turned his head. Stood there for another like minute or two, still crowd erupting, and then got into the show. I mean, it was just an electric performance.
I mean, I respect it. I respect it. I'm talking all legends here. So give me U2 in 2002. That was a freaking kick-ass halftime show.
Yeah,
And
man.
I'm kind of
That.
pissed you took MJ.
Well, is MJ Michael Jordan or is MJ Michael Jackson?
Well, in this situation, it's Michael Jackson. But I still think you're crazy for saying that that and Dr. Dre and Friends is better than Prince.
I really like that Dr. Dre and Friends.
Yeah, me too. Sick.
This next one, it's actually gonna be our hot take, our first hot take of the episode. But I really enjoy this halftime show. It was the first halftime show that I really like sat down and watched the whole thing. And I know you're gonna disagree with me, but I'm gonna take, what year was it? I got the list right here. I'm gonna take 2017 Lady Gaga.
Oh, valid, valid. Oh, God, that's a valid one.
I mean, her songs, I mean, she's got some fire songs and she played the fire songs, but she just put on a great performance.
She
And
did.
so I gotta take her off the board while I can, because that's one of my favorite halftime shows of all time.
And you know what? I'm gonna hit you with a hot take that's not really a hot take because some people love it, some people hate it. But in 20 years, we're all gonna look back and say, wow, what a freaking cultural phenomenon with one of the greatest hip hop artists to ever live. With my fourth pick, give me the 2024 Super Bowl 58 or 2025 Super Bowl 58 Kendrick Lamar halftime show.
Absolutely. If you weren't going to take it, I was taking it with the next one.
That is a freaking just let like we're like I said, we're gonna look back and be like, damn.
Yeah. All the hidden meanings and everything
Oh
behind
my
it.
God.
Like, oh, so good, dude.
I mean, how often will you see Serena Williams crip walking in the Super Bowl, dude?
And still, my favorite stat from the entire Super Bowl was that Kendrick Lamar traveled more yards than the Chiefs
Yeah,
offense.
that's pretty nuts.
That's insane. But yeah, dude, it was a great halftime show. Man, there's a lot of good ones left. There's a lot of bad ones left.
You have two more picks, my boy.
I do have two more picks. Man, this is tough. This is tough. But I think I'm gonna have to go strictly because it both one of the funniest moments in halftime history. I'm gonna have to go with Janet Jackson and the nip slip. Strictly because of the nip slip, it is the most memorable halftime show of all time. But it's funny to think about. So I'm gonna have to go with Janet Jackson.
All right, that's valid. With my last one, I'm gonna take this because it's one of my favorites. And this is a musical talent who bust out that just dude in the middle of the Super Bowl broke down one of the most badass drum solos I've ever seen. Give me 2014 Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
Have you
that
ever
was
watched
what I was
that?
going next. Yeah, I have.
Oh my God, he's so good. He's so good, dude.
He is good. I
That is
love Bruno
my
Mars.
favorite concert I've ever been to, was Bruno.
Oh, you've been to a Bruno Mars concert?
In
That's sad,
2017.
man.
In Fresno.
Oh, it was interesting. Dude, I want to go see Bruno Mars so bad. To round off my list, I'm gonna go with the halftime show from 2009. I'm gonna have to go with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, you're a dick.
How am I a dick? You had all of your picks before I picked
I
that.
know, I love Bruce Springsteen, dude. My honorable mention, by the way, 2006 Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I love
That
the
was
Stones.
yeah.
Here's my hot take for all you music lovers out there. The Rolling Stones are better than the Beatles.
That's a very hot take.
And you can suck it.
That's a boiling take, dude. Wow.
I'm just saying.
I want to do a what would I call it? Not an honorable mention because it was the worst halftime show I'd ever watched.
Dishonorable mention.
A dishonorable mention. The Weeknd in 2021. That was the worst halftime show. It was that one, and there was another one. It was not The Weeknd. It was Justin Timberlake. I think so. It was
I didn't
just
think that
Justin
was bad at all.
Timberlake. Was it just Justin Timberlake? It was just jump Justin Timberlake. Those
Can
were
you put
two.
together a sentence, please?
I'm sorry. It's late. It's really late.
It's really
But
not that late.
those two are the two worst halftime shows. I turned off the Justin Timberlake halftime show. I didn't turn it off because I didn't have control of the TV, but I went outside. I'm like, I'm not watching this anymore. And I mean, I don't mind The Weeknd. Well, I didn't mind The Weeknd. I can't stand The Weeknd after that halftime show. It was awful. It was horrible, man. It was such a bad halftime show.
Safety.
Oh wow. Okay.
Let me tell you something that Jacob does, guys. So when I'm just gonna air us out, pun intended. When me and Jacob are together, so me and Jacob are like really gross humans. So whenever we're together, we at least both rip ass about five times.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe even more, probably more. And every time one of us farts, we have to call safety before the other person calls doorknob, because if the other person calls doorknob, we have to punch each other until somebody touches the doorknob.
Until the one who farted touches the doorknob.
Yeah, so that's why
And
I
we
called
beat
safety
the
right there.
crap out of each other, dude.
That's why I called safety right there, because I just
All
ripped ass. So
right, let's stop talking about.
wait, there's another honorable mention that I want to bring, but it's not a Super Bowl halftime. But it's still one of the greatest Super Bowl performances ever. The Chris Stapleton National Anthem.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Badass, dude.
Really good. Really good.
All right, let's move
A
into this. Oh,
dishonorable mention.
we're about to argue like a son of a bitch in hot takes.
Dishonorable mention. The national anthem from the last Super Bowl.
We technically won.
We did win the over under, but I just didn't like the national anthem.
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't
It just wasn't
Chris
my favorite.
Stapleton, but
No.
oh boy, we're about to argue like sons of bitches right now.
We've already argued a lot this episode. Let's get along. Let's get
No,
along
I'm
with
not gonna
it.
get along with you. I disagree with you.
All
I'm
right.
passionate about football just as you're passionate about baseball, and I'm gonna show my passion and tell you how wrong you are.
So I don't think The one that you think we're doing first is the one we're actually doing first. The first one that we're
Yeah.
gonna do comes in from Padre.
You guys don't know who Padre is, go listen to episode
Gotcha.
nine.
Gotcha. No, it was later than nine.
Episode 10, 11, 12. No, episode 12 was Joe Ross. It's episode
Episode
10.
11.
Episode
Episode 11.
11. Okay.
Yes,
Episode
that's what it
11
was.
with Timmy Fagundes, Jacob's father.
That is my dad. That's why I call him Padre. But
He texted this one to us,
'cause
huh?
he did. He texted us. I have three from him, and he
Yeah.
texted us all three of them because I told him as I was walking out the door earlier, Texas hot takes because we have one. But this one comes in from Padre. His bias is showing here. He says the Bears will make the playoffs and the Lions won't.
Wild.
Very hot take.
Very hot take.
But
The
at the same
Lions
time,
are 100% making the playoffs, Timmy. But, the Bears might make the playoffs. Who knows? Who knows if they turn it
but
around?
I also see where he's coming from because they lost both of their coordinators. So I understand it, however, I disagree with it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you don't have your coordinators.
Yeah.
Freaking Dan Campbell walks around with his nuts out.
Yeah, until it matters, and then he tucks him away and loses big games.
Yeah.
But the Bears making the playoffs, I see that as a very real possibility.
Yeah.
They improved the O line, which was their weakest, by far the weakest part of their team. So they gave Caleb Williams the protection. They have the weapons. I could absolutely see the Bears making the playoffs.
Yeah. I actually have another one here. Another hot take from Timmy Fagundes. He sent us on Thursday at 5:52 p.m. My hot take is, fuck the Raiders. So if you guys want that one, and then Jacob spun back around with my hot take is fuck the Bears. So there's
Yeah,
some hot
my
takes
dad's
for
a
you
Bears
guys.
fan.
Yeah, there's some hot takes for you guys to dwell on.
Yeah. But I always talk crap about the Bears when I can. My dad's a recent Bears fan though. He grew up a Cowboys fan and then didn't like Jerry Jones. So for probably like the last 5 or 6 years before last season, the last like 5 or 6 years, he just didn't have a football team because
I wish it was that easy, Timmy. I wish I could just walk away.
And then he went to Chicago for his birthday a couple years ago and saw the outside of Soldier Field. He's all, you know what? I'm gonna be a Bears fan. And so he's a Bears fan now. And now, obviously, he's just like he was when he was a Cowboys fan and every other Cowboys fan, which is delusional.
Again, that's just you talking shit.
It is me talking shit, but I'm
That's
allowed to
just you
because it's
talking
my dad.
shit. Yeah, but now you're just talking shit about the Cowboys. If anybody is in over their head, it's the damn Broncos, dude. The Broncos had one good season and got some good picks in free agency and now think they're hot shit.
Man, we're ready.
Once
I'm not
again,
saying we're hot shit,
not gonna
but
make
we're
it past the
ready.
wild card, I don't think. Quote me on that. I don't give a shit.
Is such thing as a sophomore slump, and that's what scares me about Bo Nix this year. But at the same time, Bo knows. And I trust Bo Nix.
What does he know?
Give me Bo Nix, Courtland Sutton for president. Moving on, our next hot take comes from Corbin Diaz on Instagram. Because Caleb, I posted it this week. It was
Holy
very
shit.
late. It was very late. I posted it about, we're recording right now. I guess I can look at how long ago it
Oh
was.
my God, it's still up?
Yeah, I posted it 4 hours ago. 4 hours before we recorded.
Oh my God.
And so, this hot take comes from Corbin Diaz on Instagram. He said Jalen Milroe is the biggest steal of the draft and is probably the second best quarterback in the class.
That was from
So
Corbin Diaz.
that was from Corbin Diaz.
Corbin, I can kiss you right now.
Yeah. Is this the one that you thought we were going to argue on?
No.
Oh.
Not at all. It was you that was talking shit about Jalen Milroe, though.
Was I? I
Yeah.
don't remember that.
Cause,
When was
no.
this?
Do you agree with this?
I agree with this,
Because
yeah.
you were the one who told me that you would take. Are you the one who told me that you would take Dylan Gabriel over Jalen Milroe?
No, I did not tell you
Oh, that
that.
was Eli.
Oh. Eli,
Yeah,
episode five.
Jalen
But yeah, he's really good. I do think Dylan Gabriel's really good too. But
Milroe.
yeah, Jalen, I mean, a lot of people would see this as a hot take, but I think me and Kayla both agree that this is a good take. Like, we both agree that he is the second best quarterback in the draft class.
Yeah, honestly, if baggage is aside and talent comes down to it, I think Shedeur Sanders gets the starting job in Cleveland.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see how they both fit, fill with that.
Yeah, you also got to watch some more tape before you start chatting your mouth.
I don't know. I mean, the NFL is a whole nother ball game. So,
Whole different
but
beast.
there's also Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco might get the starting job.
Where, in a retirement home? In assisted
Thank
living?
you for picking up on my joke. I will admit, I do not like Deion Sanders, but when he said that, when they were having the
Flacco's
conversation
my
about the
age.
Browns, Flacco's my age, that was funny. But yeah, dude. But I do think that Flacco's good to have there to train these guys because Flacco's been in a lot of different offenses over the
Super Bowl
years.
winner.
Super Bowl winner. How? Don't ask me.
Because that Ravens team was freaking nasty.
Yeah. But was it Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl, so I mean
Also, Joe Flacco helped develop
that
Lamar Jackson.
is true. That is true. But I don't know, we'll just have to see with the whole Browns quarterback situation. But give me Kenny Pickett. Moving on, we have two more hot takes. This one comes in from oh, actually, I have one more on Instagram that I
Wait,
want to talk
wait,
about
wait,
before we
wait,
get to
wait,
that.
wait. Holy shit. It just hit me. The Browns have so many quarterbacks. They have Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. They have five quarterbacks.
Yeah, and none of them were that good. None of them have proven themselves.
Except for Joe.
Joe.
Except for Joe took him to the playoffs a couple
Joe
years
took him to
ago.
the playoffs, and Deshaun Watson took him to the masseuse room. But,
Yeah.
There is one more hot take on Instagram. This one comes in from Reese Sapien. He says the Giants are terrible. The Giants are in first place right now. That's all I have to say.
I don't think the Giants are terrible, but I do think that the Giants are going to break Jacob's heart.
Oh, absolutely. I say it to everyone I talk baseball with. This team has the potential to break my heart, and
Not
it
only do
sucks.
you say that to every single person that you talk to, but you've said that about 15 times on this podcast.
Because it's true, man. It's true, and it scares me. But right now they're hot, and I can appreciate when the
They're going to
Giants are
break your
good.
heart. I
They
mean,
are going to
don't get
break
me
my
wrong, the
heart.
Giants are good. Like what Timmy said, I don't think you're gonna bring this one up, but he said that Wilmer Flores is top three MVP finalist. Like the Giants are good, but they're gonna shit the bed.
I mean, I hope not. I hope not. But historically, they got 3-5. And so, but I hope this team can pull something out.
The
Wilmer
Dodgers are gonna shit the
Flores,
bed too.
I hope so. Oh, well, the Dodgers, I mean, they got last year in a Mickey Mouse. But
Yeah.
anyways, the whole Wilmer Flores being that's another hot take from my daddy that was in the text with the other three. He said Wilmer Flores is going to be a top three MVP candidate.
I don't think that's really a hot take.
Huh?
I don't, that's not super hot to me. I could see that.
As of now, yeah, absolutely. He is on fire, and I love it. But the Giants are hot right now, man. They had two, I think they walked off the past 2 days,
Atta boys.
the Rangers. So, anyways, two more hot takes, and we'll get into start bench cut. Another hot take from my dad. He says Ohtani finishes the season on the IL, which I could absolutely see because we've talked about it before, but the repair that he got on his elbow is temporary. And so if they do bring him back before the playoffs, I could see himself getting hurt and I can bring him back as a pitcher before the playoffs. I can see himself getting hurt and not being and finishing the season on the IL. So I could see that happening, but I think the Dodgers are going to do everything they can to protect him until the postseason, and then let him pitch there, and then he'll get hurt there, or he'll be able to finish the postseason when they lose in the NLDS or the NLCS or the World Series, and then get hurt next year when he tries to pitch because the fix is temporary. What do you think, Caleb? You think he finishes on the IL?
It's hard to say.
Injuries are so unpredictable,
Yeah, it's really hard to say. I don't even know, man.
but with the
It could go either. It
Dodgers,
could go either way.
yeah, the Dodgers have been hit by the injury bug.
They don't.
They
It
were hit
doesn't. It
bad last
honestly. It
year.
doesn't really matter. They have about 20 million pitchers, so they don't really need him to, on the mound. But
At the plate, he's the second best hitter in the league right now, and so,
yeah.
and that's behind Aaron Judge, which I also isn't my favorite person, but at the same time, he's growing on me. He's growing on me, but mainly because he is a better hitter statistically than Shohei Ohtani right now, and that's why he's growing on me. The last hot take we have also comes in from my dad.
Holy
He
shit,
says
Timmy.
the Warriors make one last run for a championship this year. Man, I hope so.
Well, I think with the Lakers gone, that's not too far off.
Yeah, the Thunder are good though, man. That's what scares me. It's the Thunder are good. Jimmy Butler's hurt. Like
He'll be all right. He'll come back.
he'll come back. It was what, a pelvic contusion or something like
Yeah.
that? He fell hard on his tailbone, man. But when he comes back, I'm hoping he's peak Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy Butler, which who we've talked about before. But man, the Thunder scare me, dude. I know they got to make it to the Western Conference Finals to face them, but if there's any team I'm scared of right now, it's the Thunder.
That's valid.
Yeah, but I mean, I can hope that the Warriors make another playoff run. And honestly, I think I don't know if we've said this before. We repeat ourselves a lot on this podcast, if you guys haven't picked up on that yet. But if Curry wins a championship this year, I think he needs to retire and ride off into the sunset.
I think if you, well, I thought you were going to talk about LeBron, but I think if he makes a deeper run into the playoffs this year, there's no argument.
Oh, yeah. The argument's disappearing more and more every day. But,
I'm just looking back at the
yeah.
Jimmy Butler fall, dude. That guy was 10 feet in the air and busted his ass.
Yeah. Yeah. It was scary, man. I was watching it, at a sports bar. And man, it was terrifying. We saw, me and my dad saw him go down, looked at each other, went, "Oh, no, that's not good." And then my mom's like, "What? Is he hurt? Is he hurt?" And I looked at her and went, "No, he's okay. He'll be okay." Anyways, that's all we have for hot takes, unless you have one more, Caleb.
No.
All right. So we are going to get into our last segment that we do every week.
Hey guys, surprise, we're getting to the end of the show.
Yes, that's what it is. I had a brain fart. When we get to the segment, you know that it's the end of the show. This segment is called Start Bench Cut. I will give us three players. You have to start one, bench one, and cut one. This week, our start bench cut is QBs from this year's draft class. So we excluded Cam Ward because Cam
No
Ward would
shit.
obviously be the starter. So our start bench cut for this week is Jackson Dart, Shedeur Sanders, and Jalen Milroe.
Okay.
Take it away, Caleb.
Okay. I mean, I think I'm gonna do what everybody else is. I think me and you were gonna be tied. What the hell was I just trying to do?
It's too late, man. We're
I
both
just said
tired.
that it. I am going to. I think me and you are going to have the same answer here. I'm
Agree.
going to start Jalen Milroe. I'm going to bench Shedeur Sanders, and I'm going to cut Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the same thing. I mean, we just said it in the hot take, which shout out Corbin Days again for giving us the hot take. But Jalen Milroe is the second best quarterback in the draft class. I also agree that Shedeur Sanders is better than Jackson Dart. And which a lot of people are talking about Shedeur or Jackson Dart's combine performance, which to those people who say, "Oh, his combine performance was amazing," to
He
you I
didn't
say,
have.
"Yeah, there was no 290-pound 6'8" defensive lineman breathing down his neck.
I'm going to kill him, rip his head off.
Yeah. There was nobody trying with the only goal in their entire life in that moment was to take off his helmet. He was throwing to receivers with, they don't have defense on those receivers, do they? I don't think so.
No.
He was throwing to receivers with no defenders. He had nobody rushing him. Like the combine, yeah, show off your arm strength, show off your accuracy, but it's only so much because there's no defense on you.
Yeah, it's really just look pretty. That one's just a popularity contest. That's why I don't really like the combine.
I mean, it's fun to watch like all the 40 times when they
Yeah, the
compare it
40s are
to
fun.
the 40s are fun. I like it when they do like the overlay with the old dude in the suit running and like compare the times to that
Yeah.
dude. Like, oh, we give him a 30-yard head start. And it's never 30 yards, but you know what I mean. They give him the
You're
big
right.
head start and they still get destroyed. But yeah, so we both agreed start Jalen Milroe, bench Shedeur Sanders, and cut Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I think if we're talking strictly ball on what we've seen, Jalen Milroe's easily there. I think Shedeur Sanders has a higher ceiling. Think Shedeur Sanders has more potential.
I could see that. I could see that for sure. But
That's
that's
why I
all I
think it
have.
was stupid to take him in five, dude. I think he could have been taken earlier, but good for the Browns, man. But that guy's got a ceiling. He's going places.
We'll find out. That's all I have for this week. Caleb, you got anything else you want to talk about?
Safety.
Come on, man.
Oh,
At
dude,
least I'm not there to smell it.
it's bad. I just had a freaking spicy pasta. So good.
Well, I hope you guys are satisfied because we definitely argued a lot more in this episode.
Yeah, it takes me back to like our first. This takes me back to like episode two, which was probably our worst argument on the show.
Oh yeah, about
It was after
yeah
the
about the
Chiefs-Bills game.
yeah, which that was not a good episode.
No, it's my least favorite episode.
For sure. But this was a good episode. We just
Yeah.
disagreed.
Viewers
Which is gonna
don't.
happen. But that's all I have for this week. You wanna do the whole donating spiel?
Sure. If you want to donate to the show, go to rss.com/writing-the-bench and click that donate button. Donate to us. If you want to see more of us, even though we're not really on there as much as we should be, but if you want to be involved in our hot takes, go follow us on Instagram at Writing the Bench Pod. Can I just take it to the end? Can I just do it?
I want to do it. That's my
Please, I
thing.
know, but I never do it. You do
But
everything.
you just did the whole ad spiel, so let me
No,
do.
I want to do it. Please, I never get to. I've only done it once.
Oh, sorry, paper scissors.
No, I've only done it once, and you're a cheating bastard, rock, paper, scissors.
I'm not a cheating bastard. You're just so predictable. You do scissors every time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I'm doing it. Okay. Like I said, go donate to the show at rss.com/writing-the-bench. Go follow us on Instagram at writingthebenchpod. As a reminder, this has been the Writing the Bench podcast. My name is Caleb Brown.
And my name is Jacob Fagundes.
Stay benched, boys.